Roundup is on. April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Corning Ford. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Creed Fisher.
Tell me that you understand.
And Sunday is Davidson and Heyman Family and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
The following program is pre-recorded.
I'm asking the questions here, Private. Do you understand?
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Can I be in charge for a while?
Sir, yes, sir.
Are you shook up? Are you nervous?
Sir, I am, sir.
Do I make you nervous?
Sir, yes, sir.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
You want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Later on, we're going to talk about whether or not California is finally waking up. Maybe it is. Jasmine Crockett made the crack about the governor of Texas, who is wheelchair-bound as Governor Hot Wheels. Later on, claims that she did not mean that she was mocking his handicap. It was just that he was putting illegal aliens on buses, sending them up to places like Chicago, Martha's Vineyard. And so that's why I called him Hot Wheels. I was not at all referring to his disability. Believe that? Even the ladies on The View, as I said earlier, told her she ought to apologize. Donald Trump had a very kind of mild reaction to her. Number 15.
She lies, but she's a lowlife. And she's a very low IQ person. And a low life, and I don't imagine the Democrats are going to have a person like that running their party. If they do, they'll never win an election again. It would be very hard. But I can't imagine she's going to last long.
And what do you think of Governor Gavin Newsom?
You know,
sorry.
To be smart, you do need a brain. You know, you can't get around with little quips. And I've only heard of her for the last couple of days. And I watched her make a speech, and she can't speak. And she truly is a low-level person on the very important chart of intelligence.
Yeah.
And really, it's nice to have intelligent people running your operation.
Yeah. So somebody you can talk to, who you can have a good conversation with.
She was a comedian. I couldn't believe she was a congressman or whatever she is. No, I thought she was a comedian.
It's unbelievable.
And she was sort of a little bit funny, but crude. And now I find out she's actually a politician. What the Democrats are going to suffer with this one.
Now, is it me, or did Trump sound tired or like he had a cold or something?
Yes.
Yeah. I hope he's okay. The man never sleeps. Works maybe 4 hours a day. I told you my story, right? I ran briefly for president, as you know, and so I go to Mar-a-Lago to tell President Trump I was going to drop out and endorse him, of course. I never said anything negative about him. I didn't think I was going to displace him. I ran because I wanted to talk about issues that I thought even he was not talking about, most notably that the biggest issue facing the country is the epidemic of fatherlessness. So I told him that, and I said, I know that you're a proponent of school choice, but I don't know that you realize how bad it is. And I mentioned that there are 52 government schools in Illinois, most of them in Chicago, South Side, West Side, where 0% of the kids can do math at grade level. He was unaware of that. And he said, when are you going to make your announcement? And I said, probably in the next couple of weeks. He said, why don't you make it today? Downstairs in Mar-a-Lago, I'm having a big gathering of all the biggest Republican donors. There'll be about 3,000 or 4,000 people there. You should make your announcement there. I said, fine.
There was like three or four examples. Referred him as Governor Hot Wheels, said he was rolling up to the White House, said he...
I think that's not a good idea.
Yeah,
you know, you just don't mock people with disabilities. I mean, this
you don't mock people at all.
And I admire Jasmine Crockett. I do think she's an effective messenger. I think this was a mistake.
Yeah.
And I think when you make a mistake, you have to own it.
Yeah.
You have to do that because it gives you a lot more credibility when you do that. I did not know that Governor Abbott was a paraplegic. I had no idea that he went around, and the people in the audience also are shaking their heads. I didn't know that. I didn't know he was, a tree fell on him when he was 26. A lot of his photos are taken from the step down, from the waist up. But she is the representative from Texas, so she very much so must have known that he is in a wheelchair. And so I hope that she does the right.
Whatever.
They want to censure her
when, because we in these hot Texas streets, honey. Y'all know we got Governor Hot Wheels down there. Come on now. And the only thing hot about him is that he is a hot mess, honey. So yes.
We're talking about issuing preemptive pardons to these people.
But was he aware of the of his signature being used on every single pardon? That's a question you should ask the Biden White House.
Is there any evidence on that he wasn't aware of it?
You're a reporter. You should find out.
Okay,
Sean.
On the flight, so I have a question on the
and then y'all want to come at us and act like people of color are the problem or that women are the problem? Like, baby, you probably need a good black woman in the room who can check you and tell you that, first of all, you shouldn't be doing this on Signal or anything else.
Well, I respect their right to do that. I question why the first time in American history a president has won every swing state and is also best friends and his largest donor was a man who owns and runs the Internet. So I would hope that that would be investigated and that we would see whether or not it was an anomaly or something else that happened on election night in America.
Okay. As I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted. So he says, let's go downstairs tonight and you can make your announcement for all these donors. So come back later on that night, about 3,000 to 5,000 people there, and they're treating Donald Trump like the rock star that he is. And I'm walking behind him, and every now and then a few of them would say something to me, but it was just an unreal experience. So he bounds up on the stage. He said, I'm going to speak for a few minutes, and you come out and you say something, and then I'll say a few more things, and we'll just get off the stage. I said, fine. So we stand up there. I'm standing next to him. He speaks for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. My feet are hurting. My ankles are hurting. My lower back is hurting. He goes on for another 10 minutes. He says, everyone, come up here and say something. So I walk over like Joe Biden, say something for a few minutes. I walk over, stand there next to him. He goes on for another half hour. And then when he's done, he bounds off the stage, and I'm walking like this. Such energy, such enthusiasm, such joy. I've been with him a few times privately. He's a little salty privately. And he said, you know, I've been indicted more blanking times than Al Capone, and I haven't murdered anybody. So... Donald Trump referred to Jasmine Crockett as a low IQ, low life. Here's Jasmine Crockett angry over the Republicans for wanting to cut NPR and PBS funding, number one.
Look, the DOGE agenda isn't about government efficiency. It's about breeding corruption at the expense of the safety of the American people, particularly Americans living in rural or remote parts of the country. They don't care about public safety. They don't care about emergency management, and they don't care about free speech, all of which are harming American people. In fact, I'm going to skip off real quick because they have tried to come for you, Ms. Mayor. And I just want to clarify, you did not work for NPR when those statements were made, did you?
That is correct.
And to be clear, free speech is not about whatever it is that y'all want somebody to say. And the idea that you want to shut down everybody that is not Fox News is we need to stop playing, because that's what y'all are doing in here. You don't want to hear the opinions of anybody else. And the Constitution says Congress shall make no law respecting or establishing of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the...
The gentlewoman's time has expired. The gentlewoman's time has expired.
She has become one of the most prominent voices of the Democratic Party, and I'm loving it. These guys are never, as Donald Trump said, going to win another election as long as somebody like that is pulling the train. Here is Jasmine Crockett gleeful over Tesla stock going down, number 19.
And so, yeah, I'm excited to see that Elon Musk, that his money as it relates to Tesla, well, Tesla's tanking right now. And I'm okay with that.
The reporter would not have been added to the chat had there been a black woman in the room, number 20.
And then y'all want to come at us and act like people of color are the problem or that women are the problem? Like, baby, you probably need a good black woman in the room who can check you and tell you that, first of all, you shouldn't be doing this.
Wow. Guess what she said about Senator Ted Cruz. All that and more. I'm Larry Elder.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room? My pronouns are Z's and Z's.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.org and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.org.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Event Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to SCIReading.org. That's SCIReading.org.
Shasta College will host the last of three workshops titled Getting the Outside Garden Ready and Preserving What You Grow. This workshop will be held April 26th from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm in the greenhouse. Workshop topics will include bed preparation for an amazing harvest, how to start composting, setting up irrigation, growing herbs, controlling weeds and bugs, canning basics, there will be a $5 charge to cover materials and seeds at each workshop. Master Gardeners are also sponsoring a plant swap after this workshop. A garden fair is also planned from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This family-friendly event will include garden activities for children, composting demonstrations, garden-related vendors, and basic gardening advice. For questions regarding this event, contact Lemoyne Waite at 530-242-2210 or contact Shasta College.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorados, let Larry know what's on your mind.
Because we in these hot Texas streets, honey. Y'all know we got Governor Hot Wheels down there. Come on now. And the only thing hot about him is that he is a hot mess, honey. So yes.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. That is Jasmine Crockett trying to displace AOC as the voice of the hard left of the Democratic Party. Now, remember living the way you wanted before everyday pain changed all that? Let me tell you about Harold from Massachusetts and his relief factor story. Every night when Harold went to bed, he would have terrible back spasms. He heard about Relief Factor on the radio, just like you are now. Harold tried Relief Factor, and in less than 2 weeks, he was enjoying pain-free nights again. I told you about the man I met in Chicago not long ago who said he was having some issues, asked me if Relief Factor worked. I got his address, had Relief Factor sent to him. He emails me 2 weeks later and said, "You're right. I've begun to order more." If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Join the over 1 million people who turn to Relief Factor just like Harold. Call right now to try their 3-week quick start for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And you too can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and try their 3-week quick start. Just $19.95. 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF, or relieffactor.com. Here is Jasmine Crockett urging Senator Ted Cruz to be physically assaulted. Number 24.
I think that you punch. I think you punch. I think you're okay with, you okay with punching. You know, I think, and I love Colin, and I think towards the end he started to punch a little harder. But, like, it's Ted Cruz. I mean, like, this dude has to be knocked over the head, like, hard, right? Like, there is no niceties with him. Like, at all. Like, you go clean off on him, right?
What can you say? The anger on the part of the left, it's irrational. It's disturbing. It's sick. I'm sure everybody in this room has probably lost friends because of your support for Donald Trump. And it isn't that everything Donald Trump does is right, everything he says is right. It's that Joe Biden lets in 12 to 15 million illegal aliens intentionally, not vetted, hundreds on the terror watch list. Some of them convicted of homicide in their own countries. Some of them have killed people since they've been here. Donald Trump, in a matter of days, secured the border. We are told over and over and over again, as I said earlier, that the border could not be secured unless there was comprehensive immigration reform, new legislation. You had a Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, who looked you in the face and said the borders are secured. Meanwhile, you cut over to Fox News, there's a drone overhead, hordes of people coming into this country illegally. After the Biden administration started and the illegals started coming in, I'm watching CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, Newsmax. So I cut on Newsmax, they're covering it. Cut on Fox News, they're covering it. Cut on CNN, and I've said this before, I said to myself, what's the over-under on when they're going to start talking about Donald Trump if they're not already? They're either talking about Trump, or within 30 seconds they start talking about Trump, nothing about the borders. This went on for week after week, month after month. Probably it was about 2 years before they began covering it, only because Governor Abbott, Hot Wheels, and the governor of Florida, DeSantis, began putting the illegal aliens on buses and sending them to places like New York and Chicago and Martha's Vineyard. And then they were forced to cover it. How ill-informed were most people about this? In 1 year, 2.5 million illegal aliens came into the country. And a poll asked Americans how many illegal aliens came in that particular year. The average answer was 250,000. They were off by a factor of 10 because they're watching ABC, NBC, CBS, NPR, and they're not covering it at all. So most Americans had no blooming idea how bad it was. I still think most Americans have no idea how bad it was. Now, Chuck Schumer broke with the left of his party. Hakeem Jeffries is the Democrat minority leader in the House, and he opposed the continuing resolution that Trump supported. It then went to the Senate, where it required 60 votes in order to break off a filibuster. Well, 10 Democrat senators agreed with the CR so that government was not shut down, giving Donald Trump a victory. Chuck Schumer has now become persona non grata. He can't get a table at Fatburger. His dog won't even sniff him. Here's what John Stewart said about Chuck Schumer, number 29.
All right, I know what's going on here. You had me going, Chucky. You probably got a little something out of this, didn't you, old sea shoe? You wouldn't have given up that powerful leverage on the budget for nothing. My guess is Chucky got some cheese.
Did Schumer get anything from Republicans in exchange for those dumb votes?
He did not. Senator Schumer, no disrespect, but you are a disgrace to Jewish stereotypes about financial negotiations. That's just... But you're out there. How much is it? $5. How about I give you $7? Like, what are you doing? And for those of you who may have felt like this was a total capitulation, Senator Schumer just felt like this wasn't the moment for Democrats to press their case because Trump is still too strong.
When he went below 40% in the polls, the Republican legislators started working with us. He was at 51. He's now at 48. We're going to keep at it, keep at it, keep at it until he goes below 40. When it happens, I am hopeful that our Republican colleagues will resume working with us.
You're going to keep at it. Keep at it, keep at it, keep at it. And what? This was it. This was the it that you would have been keeping at. The keeping of the it. It's not the keeping of the it. That's the issue. It's what the it. Don't you have to start it to keep at it? If this wasn't it, then what it? What is it if this not be it? But apparently the grand plan is Dems keep fecklessly complaining until the 48 approval comes down to 40.
When we come back, Dave in Surprise, Arizona, Neil in New York City. And let's talk a little bit about illegal immigration. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I pity the fool. I say I pity the fool. Whoa.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Now, I want to thank my listeners for their generosity for food for the poor. Every time we do this campaign, a number of people step up and donate $1,000 or more. So I want to particularly single out Richard S., $1,100. Gennaro L., $2,000. Charles S., $1,500.
Sue Ellen K., $1,500. R. Ephraim B. as in boy, $1,000. We have just 2 days left in my campaign, and you have generated tens of thousands of dollars to help fill the bellies of boys and girls who, through no fault of their own, were born into extreme poverty. Throughout Latin America, but especially in El Salvador, skyrocketing food prices combined with limited job opportunities are literally crushing families. Salvadoran children under the age of 5 face hunger and an anemia rate of 25%. The only opportunity they have for a healthy life is through the lunches they get at school, which is where you come in. Paul Jacobs, one of the spokesmen for Food for the Poor, assures us that any donation you give, whether large or small, will be carefully and efficiently used to help the poorest of the poor in our hemisphere.
Working with Food for the Poor means that you're working with a network of pastors and local ministries, partners that are vetted on the ground in El Salvador, that are making sure that they're doing the work. There's no government involvement in El Salvador that is going to basically get in the way of your compassionate giving and those children that are in need.
There's a banner at the very top of my webpage, LarryElder.com, that reads, Feed Their Future. If you click on it, I have a message of hope for you. And remember, these are not tax dollars from D.C. It's a 100% voluntary opportunity for you to be the hands and feet of Jesus helping hungry boys and girls born into abject poverty. A $100 one-time gift provides life-altering nutrition for an entire year for one child. Or $200 offers the same amazing blessing for two kids for the next 12 months. And the project supports hundreds of farmers and food producers and strengthens local food production so families can stay in their native El Salvador rather than migrating here to the country. So please, go to my website, LarryElder.com, click on the Feed Their Future banner at the very top, or you can phone your generous gift to 855-918-4673. That's 855-918-4673. If you're driving or just not online, you can text the word Larry to 51555, and we'll send you back a link to join my campaign. However you reach out, I do hope you will. Feed Their Future banner at the very top of my website, or 855-918-4673. Dave is in Surprise, Arizona. Dave, always nice to hear from you.
I appreciate you, Sage. It's always an honor to speak with you.
My pleasure.
So, exciting news today. One of the true fighters for President Trump is going to go back on the battlefield, because I think most of the men in the House of Representatives are feckless, and it seems like Elise and MTG have more testicular fortitude than all the rest of them put together. So I'm happy he withdrew her nomination for UN ambassador, and I'd love to see her on the floor fighting for we the people in our agenda, not specifically for President Trump, but for we the people.
Dave, thank you for calling. What he's talking about is Elise Stefanik was Trump's nominee for United Nations ambassador. He's withdrawn her nomination for fear that her seat would then be taken by a Democrat. If we could be guaranteed that her seat would be taken by a Republican so we could maintain our really thin margin in the House, I would love to see her as United Nations ambassador. But I think Trump made a prudent decision to do it because he's concerned about losing the thin majority that we have in the House. Neil is in New York City. Neil, thank you for calling.
Hey, Larry, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Man, I'm going to tell you, man, I was Jasmine Crockett, man. I mean, she should be ashamed of herself, man. You know what? I did my homework a long time ago, brother. I mean, this lady going to talk about disabled people, and you mean she's a congressman out of Texas? If she only knew, if it wasn't for Dr. King, color people wouldn't have a job in Congress. Dr. King died for her to get that job to be stupid as she talking. Somebody need to go shut her up. Because it's not right, man. It's not right. She has no right to talk about disabled people. I'm disabled. And you know what? God bless us with our President Donald Trump. I'm just hoping to God, I really hope that God teach her a lesson. Because she don't weep what she sow. I mean, thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Neil, for calling. I really appreciate it. 888-971-SAG. Let's talk about the possible pardon of Derek Chauvin being pushed by people like Ben Shapiro. 888-971-SHE. Do not leave town.
You've heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start for just $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't simply mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor three-week quick start today. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white-collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening. Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Larry's father, Staff Sergeant Randolph Elder, says hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. The applause you're hearing because we are at the Wealth Summit at Embassy Suites in Glendale. We're going to be putting on a presentation starting around 7 p.m., so you can come on down. I'm going to talk later on about the possibility of a pardon of Derek Chauvin, the man who was convicted of second-degree homicide in connection with the death of George Floyd. Now, there's a lot of excitement in D.C. if we start the year, I wanted to talk to you about something just as exciting happening outside the D.C. Beltway, a revolution in the state. We just interviewed the Secretary of State, Linda McMahon. It's the education freedom movement. It's real. It's growing and growing because some states, as they should, are putting parents in charge of the education of their children. Everyone knows education has the power to change a child's life, and anyone who's raised a child knows each has different needs, learning styles, and God-given talents. Fact is, parents know their own children best, know what's best for their children and their children's future. Education and freedom legislation puts parents, not zip codes and politicians, in charge of these very important family decisions. That's why I strongly support making universal education freedom a reality for every parent in every state. To find out where your state legislature stands and to make sure your voice is heard, go to educationfreedomusa.com right now. That's educationfreedomusa.com. Ann is in Indianapolis. Ann, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Yes, hi. I'm speaking for a lot of us. Just thinking, what if that was done on purpose? You know, just to see if they put that out there and put our defense system in jeopardy, you know, and then we make stuff happen. Trump's party is so smart, you know, and look what the Democrats and the reporters made a mockery and laughing, and, you know, and it's something that they did. And they put our defense system in jeopardy, telling the secrets. I mean, if it did happen, yeah, I mean, you could just, I mean, that's just one of the scenarios that I'm thinking.
Well, Ann, thank you for calling. That's kind of what the co-host on CNBC suggested, that maybe, just maybe, it was done intentionally, although for a different reason than the one that you're suggesting, that maybe there's an anti-Trumper deep stater there who added Jeffrey Goldberg to the conversation because he wanted an embarrassment for the Trump administration. I don't know. All I know is that this reporter despises Trump. He's the one who reported, in quotes, that Donald Trump was mocking World War I veterans who were buried in France as suckers and losers. Trump said he didn't say it. People who were there said he didn't say it. There's no corroboration that he said it, but Jeff Goldberg reported it. Of all the reporters to be added, as if any should be, he is the last one anybody should be adding. How that happened, we still don't know. All I know is that it's a whole lot of hypocrisy with Democrats yelling and screaming about incompetence when we had a Secretary of Defense, as I mentioned before, who was out of pocket for several days in the hospital, didn't tell Joe Biden where he was, and apparently Lloyd Austin green-lighted the pullout from Afghanistan, arguably one of the most embarrassing military maneuvers this country has ever undertaken. So now all of a sudden they want to hold the Trump people to a standard to which they didn't hold the Biden people. It's a joke. Doge, the EPA head, Lee Zeldin, has canceled $22 billion worth of contracts. $2 billion was going to an NGO that Stacey Abrams was tied to, number 27.
EPA has now canceled over $22 billion worth of contracts. $2 billion going to this NGO that Stacey Abrams was tied to. They received only $100 in 2023. And then the Biden administration gave them $2 billion. The director of the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund saw his former employer get $5 billion. So $20 billion went to just 8 NGOs, and they're all pass-throughs. And then they were giving it to other entities. Many of them were pass-throughs. And what you have is all these extra middlemen, they're taking their cut. And the taxpayer ends up getting screwed. They're losing out on all this hard-earned money. They can't afford to have the federal government waste.
Now all of a sudden, Democrats are pro-waste, fraud, and abuse. The VA Secretary, Doug Collins, was on CNN today to talk about VA. But the host, Caitlin Collins, wanted to talk about the screw-up by adding the reporter to that chat. Here's what happened, number 16.
Do you believe that a mistake was made here, though, to have this conversation, to add a reporter, and to have it on an unsupported, classified group setting?
Caitlin, as I've just told you, I've just answered the question. I wasn't a part of it. And, you know, I'm not going to speculate more than what the president's already talked about and those who have been involved have talked about. But we'd love to talk about the veterans.
Yeah, and I do have questions about the veterans, but given what we saw with the group chat and how this was used, you are a member of the cabinet. You obviously know these other members, several of them who were in there. Is this typical for the cabinet to have conversations over Signal? Is this something that you use?
Well, Kaylin, and Senator, you undoubtedly do not want to talk about the VA. I have a question. As VA Secretary, as cabinet, I want to ask you, because I've been curious about this, because my job is to take care of veterans. And I would like to know why CNN is hostile to veterans, especially one in Florida where you just had a $5 million defamation suit, taking offense at a veteran who was trying to help people. In fact, one of your employees actually said, we're going to nail him. I have a question for you, Kaylin. Is that employee still employed? Are you really concerned about veterans? So if we don't want to talk about veterans now, you want to talk about everything else, I'd like to hear from CNN as the veteran cabinet secretary why CNN seems to have a problem with veterans.
Well, Mr. Secretary, respectfully, my question was about whether or not you as a member of the cabinet use this. And respectfully, I'm conducting the investigation. And I do have a lot of questions for you on Veterans Affairs, but I don't think it would be unwarranted to ask.
What you want to do is you want to talk about a subject. What you want to do is talk about a subject I've already answered. And if you want to continue this like this, that's fine. But there are VA employees who are working very hard. There are veterans who get their care from the VA, and they get their benefits from the VA. And it does me no good to speculate on something that I've already asked and answered. So I've asked and answered your question. Why don't you answer mine? Are you still is this person still employed who said they were going to nail one of my veterans, who you had to do a $5 million award from a jury because of defamation, and then you settled the case? Answer my question.
Respectfully, sir, I'm asking the questions here, and I have no involvement in referencing there. But if you don't want to answer the question about whether or not.
He came on to talk about veterans, and she asked him about the addition of the reporter. He answered the question. She answered, asked it again and again and again. That's because all they're looking for is a way to take down the Trump administration, to do a gotcha. There was a Media Research Center study that looked at ABC, NBC, and CBS. 91% of the Trump coverage was negative.
When you hear the term living better, what do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht. What about how you feel physically? How you wake up every day? How you sleep? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or even eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. So give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Let's face it, the world is uncertain these days, but there's something reassuring about holding onto what lasts. The 2025 one-ounce gold eagle from the U.S. Mint, a symbol of American strength and an asset that stands the test of time. You can trust gold, and you can trust Global Coin. Call 833-SPOT-GOLD to secure this magnificent coin graded in pristine MS-70 condition for the dealer cost of $30.99. Free shipping, no sales tax. This is your chance to own a piece of history while building a foundation of enduring value. It gets even better. Global Coin is giving the first 100 callers a free MS-70 2025 Silver Eagle to complement your 1-ounce Gold Eagle. Two iconic coins, a symbol of prosperity and a testament to the enduring value of gold and silver. Global Coin backs every purchase with a 30-day return policy, ensuring your peace of mind. Visit globalcoindeal.com or call 833-SPOT-GOLD. No gimmicks, incredible coins at incredible prices. Again, that's 833-SPOT-GOLD.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 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 Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Now back to the Sage, Larry Elder.
888-971-SHGE, 888-971-7243. There is simply no other experience in the world like there is when you travel to Israel. The Holy Land is a life-changing event that I will never forget. I had my 21st birthday in Jerusalem, the Eternal City. I went swimming in the Dead Sea, which is 25% salt. I have a word of advice. If you go swimming into the Dead Sea and you get salt water in your eyes, don't take your dripping hand and rub your eye. It makes it worse. While travel right now might not be possible, it's important that we all stand with Israel and pray that this battle will end soon. Israel's war is America's war. I look forward to traveling back to Israel with my friends and my listeners as soon as we all can. Please visit GoIsrael.com for more information. That's GoIsrael.com. Portion of the Larry Elder Show was sponsored in part by the Israeli Ministry of Tourism on behalf of the government of Israel. Later on, we're going to talk about the move to pardon Derek Chauvin, the man found guilty of second-degree homicide in connection with the death of George Floyd. The president is threatening to cut off money from New York because the subways are dangerous. Here's what the Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, said about this, number 52.
We give millions of dollars a year to the New York subway, and part of the requirement is they keep it safe. And so what we're going to do is say, listen, if you can't keep your subway safe, if people can't go to the subway and not be afraid of being stabbed or thrown in front of tracks or burnt, and we can't consider the subway a subway and not a homeless shelter, we're going to pull your money. And it's not just New York. It'll be Chicago. It'll be Washington, D.C. The American people expect their subways to be places where they can come in and out of cities and do it safely. And by the way, wouldn't it be nice if it was clean?
Yes.
So, again, if they don't get on board to change their ways, we're pulling cash. And, again, we shouldn't have to do that, you guys. They should go – just good government would dictate that we have clean, safe subways. They should want that. They don't want you to drive your car. They want you to take a train.
Right.
Well, if you want me to take a train, make the train safe. Make it clean. But if you won't do that, we're going to pull money and give you the incentive to make that happen.
I give you the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, number 13.
I first got my start in activism right here in the state of California. As a little kid growing up in Silicon Valley in the 1970s, my mother was an activist for reproductive rights and LGBTQ rights. And she took me to pride parades back when, well, they weren't really parades, they were protests. So I have to laugh when I hear the right wing carry on about the dangers of exposing kids to trans people or same-sex couples, because I'm living proof that introducing your kids to the gay agenda might result in them growing up to be governor.
Introducing your kid to the gay agenda might result with them growing up to be governor. Who knew? You come back, Derek Chauvin, should we be pardoned?
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help.
We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.